Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Hey, A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are doing a topic talk episode. And Sochal, the topic for today is I've pulled up 3 strategies for overcoming a plateau in language learning. And a plateau just means that you reached a certain level and then you're not improving anymore. You're kind of stuck, and you're kind of flatlined, you know, and So I'll tell you the strategies, and then you just, you know, tell me what you think about them and share your view on these. So the first one is diversify your learning methods, which means changing the way you engage with the language can re-energize your learning process. So incorporate different activities that target various skills, such as reading, listening, writing, and speaking. You can, for reading, you can choose a variety of materials, such as books, articles, and blogs to expand your vocabulary. You can listen to podcasts. You can follow YouTube channels. Again, that's right in our, that's what we're doing here. To listen to different accents and slang, and we do a lot of slang episodes. So the A to Z English podcast is really a great way to improve your listening. By writing, journaling, writing essays, or replying on online forums. And by joining language exchange programs, finding a conversation partner, or participating in speaking clubs. Or you could even join the World English Google Meets class, which is something that I started with another teacher here in Korea. And students can, for $10 a month, they can join and just have a 1-hour conversation. Actually, if you become a VIP, sometimes students will talk for 2 or 3 hours a night, every night. Good. Every day. Yeah. So, and then there are multiple classes and we have multiple teachers teaching different lessons as well. So, you know, so there's a lot of things you can do. How do you feel about this? Like diversifying learning methods?
I think that's really good. I actually was one of the first things I would have suggested right off the bat, especially with reading. It's really great to read varied content. Like you can try reading old English literature, and you can try reading science articles, and you can try reading a horoscope in a magazine or a celebrity news thing, or and you can try reading a fashion article, just because you're going to acquire a lot more different diverse vocabulary that you don't see in every day. And that really helps be able to get you from just a proficient level to really a distinguished native speaker level.
I'm gonna throw a plug for something. I'm not related to it at all. I have no connection to it,
Affiliate to it.
it's called Breaking News English. And what they do is they take an article and they kind of scale it down so that it's more understandable for second language learners. And they put a new article up every single day. And you
That's
can
cool.
read the article and answer some comprehension questions, some true false questions, vocabulary matching. They've got lots of little exercises there. And I think that's just such a great website. I've used it many times for my classes, and I love Breaking News English. So if you're in, if you're looking for something to read, and the articles are all different, you know, it's a science article, it's a sports article, it's a news article. It's all just a bunch of different things. And like you said, if you read a variety of material, you're going to pick up a variety of vocabulary. If you stay in one specific area, like sports only, you're going to get a lot of sports lingo, but you may not get
You'll be
exposed to
lacking in
in
several,
science or,
yeah,
yeah,
social studies,
right.
sociology, yeah, history, yeah.
Exactly. Number two, the second one is set specific achievable goals. Breaking down your learning into smaller, manageable goals can help you stay motivated and measure progress. How do you feel about that one?
I think that one's good. I mean, for example, you could say your goal is to improve your pronunciation, but that's extremely vague. But for example, let's say that you struggle with pronouncing the R or
L sound, L and
L
R.
sounds, R
Yeah.
sounds, which is really common. Then you could practice a few words that are L and R heavier that alternate between L and R within the same word, and record yourself every day. And you'll see your progress from the beginning of the month to the end of the month. And that will really inspire you to keep going and keep practicing and improving.
That's right. That's right. I think students tend to like try to bite off more than they can chew. You know,
Yeah.
you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or BodyArmor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You set your goals is like, I want to sound like a native speaker. What does that mean exactly? You want to sound like a native speaker. Well, I
Right.
mean, it's kind of like a child saying, you know, I want to be Michael Jordan. Well,
Yeah.
there's a lot of steps that you have to take to get to that highest level of
Right.
basketball or whatever sport you might be playing. You have to, you
Pick
know,
an
set
accent.
you small
Sorry, go ahead.
goals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Pick
right.
an accent for one, a neutral English, or some kind. The easiest one that though are the one that you like or the one that you resonate the most with. And there's just so many small goals from there. Just start with short words or the one you know, ones that you have a little bit of a hard time pronouncing, and then build up from there and gain your confidence. Yeah.
Absolutely. And number three is immerse yourself in language. And immersion is one of the most effective ways to push through a plateau. And what does immersion mean?
Immersion means when you are fully surrounded by a language in a lot of aspects. So when I was living in Korea, I was immersed in Korean because I was the only foreign teacher. So all day, every day, all that I would hear were people speaking Korean around me. And I would say this and patience were the biggest keys to my breakthrough when speaking Korean. Mm-hmm. Because at first when I got there and I would hear a word and I wouldn't know where a word began and another one.
Yes, that's a hard thing in Korea. Yeah. Yes.
I was like, what's going on? Because words are so many. It might be a sentence with only two words or three words or even one word, but it has many syllables. So I was very confused. And then with patience, I said, I'll never learn Korean. I've gone crazy on, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Right.
With patience, within a couple of weeks, I could begin to distinguish where words ended and began. And every month it just got better and better. And then I would feel like I hit a plateau of understanding, or sometimes I would even regress a little bit. And then I would improve. And so it's another thing is that learning of any type, and especially language learning, it's not necessarily linear. Improvement is not going to be linear. You might do really well for a while. You might regress after a little bit and come back down. But overall, the trend is going to be that you're improving. So you just have to have faith. Yeah,
absolutely. It's a long process, and it's very detailed or tedious. We say detailed. And it takes a long time to grow your language skills. And yeah, I mean, so what Sochil did, what I did, travel if possible. So
yes,
that's one of the ways you can do it. Just throw yourself right into the fire, you know, so that you have to use the target language. You have to use English to survive, you know, survival English, you know.
Right.
But that's expensive, and that's not available to everybody. That's not available. But you can do a version of that online, like that Google Meets class that I was talking about, is kind of a version of that, where we have a no native language rule. You have to speak English. And so no matter what your skill level is, you've got to find a way to communicate some ideas, and you just have to figure it out. And there's no guide or anything necessarily. You just, you know, you can ask questions, people will help you, but it's a great way to grow, because it's a stress. It's putting stress on your, on you, and forcing you to perform. And
in a real world environment that you wouldn't have access to otherwise. It's really like, okay, this is crunch time kind of behavior, which I think really helps. Yeah, I would say that's a great way, Jack. Sorry, did I cut you off? Go ahead.
No, that's it. I'm good. Yeah.
I was just going to say that's a really good one. Another way, I know a lot of people learn another language is through playing video games with people that speak that language as native speakers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pick up things that they're saying, and you'll begin to understand things through that context. Another way to immerse yourself is by joining like a Facebook group for a hobby that you like, in English, or watching a YouTube channel in English, or listening to our podcast,
mm-hmm.
or watching Netflix or English movies. I have a friend who moved from Brazil to the US when he was around 7. And he said the biggest way he learned English was through movies. And I think that was a really big help when I was trying to learn Korean, is just a lot of listening practice. And sometimes I would watch something with subtitles, and I would rewatch it without the subtitles.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the incremental element to it, right? Start with the easiest and then move a little bit more challenging, a little bit more challenging. That's the way you grow. So yeah. Right on.
All right, listeners, if you like these tips, or if you're curious or have any English learning language tips of your own to overcome a plateau, make sure to leave a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com, and join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. And if you have $1.99 to spare, make sure you support Jack and I in our exclusive podcast content. It really helps us create more content for you guys, and we really, really appreciate all the support so far. Thank you again, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.